Am I introing or you?
I guess I'll intro. The podcast has started.
I'm going to intro. Hi.
This is Stressed Out.
This is Stressed Out.
My name is Z.
My name is J.
Why do we always say J and Z? Why not Z and J?
Well, I'm older, I'm smarter, I'm prettier, and this was my idea.
No, if you wanted to start a podcast, but I was like, let's do it tonight, bitch. We started it on Halloween.
That was such a good memory.
Oh yeah, that's pretty fun. We really wilded it out.
Our wilding out for college is let's go to a Muslim Halloween party.
Halloween party
and then start a podcast.
We are so freaking lame.
You know what? We're pretty wild for good Muslims.
Muslims
though. For non-good Muslims, there's a
difference. I was talking to my friend, and then she was saying how her sister is friends with like a lot of Muslim people. Mm-hmm. And then she was saying how like she got drunk one night, and then all her Muslim friends are fasting. So she was like, "Oh, let me fast too." So she fasted, but the thing was, since she had like been drunk the night before, she had like a horrible, horrible day. And I was like, "This is why Muslims don't drink." And then she's like, "Actually, like a lot of Muslims drink." And I was like, "I know that they do, but I meant like Muslim, like not." I'm not trying to say you're not Muslim, but I'm trying to say like. I don't want to say, like, practicing, not practicing. I want to say, like, Muslims that are supposed to follow that rule.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
It's complicated because, obviously, we're not the best Muslims in
That's
the
also
world.
True.
We're not perfect. We don't pray every day. We don't.
I struggle.
Some of us don't do hijab anymore.
Okay, she really came for you.
I did not come for you.
You came for me.
I support you.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like it right now.
When she told me the reason, the real reason she stopped, I was so supportive.
Okay, then.
I felt like really bad for you. I wanted to give you a hug. I wish you like went to my high school so you wouldn't feel so like old.
I feel like everyone's been through like stuff like that though.
I've been lucky enough. Well, I actually have. Like, we can talk about racist situations.
Another day.
Another thing. We could talk about our hijab struggles.
Tea.
Next podcast.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
Oh, I lost. Oh, yeah. So, obviously, we're not the perfect. We're no robots. We're no one to judge. But I think there's pretty standard things that we do that make us...
Like, practicing.
Practicing good Muslims.
Like, eat halal food.
Eat halal food.
Or even that, like, just, like, no pork.
No pork.
I don't drink.
Don't drink.
And then, honestly, like...
You don't party. Don't do drugs.
Exactly.
And it's...
Anymore. I'm kidding. Or am I?
I'm leaving this podcast.
There was like, okay, not even, okay, you know what? If you told me you did some drugs, I wouldn't be surprised. But not in like a bad way.
I've been offered. I've never done them.
Mm-hmm.
I swear on my mother's grave.
Oh, damn. She went there.
I mean, I haven't done any, but I think I would tell you if I did.
Really?
I would. Would you tell me?
I don't know.
I don't think you would, and that's a shitty thing of you.
Why?
I feel like I would tell you and you wouldn't tell me.
Wait, why is that shitty?
You have to look, we're friends. You can't have to tell me these things.
What if it's like, I did it when I was 3? I had pepperoni once when I was like 5, and I cried for like a whole day.
See, this is the kind of vulnerability I'm looking for in a friendship.
Okay.
I don't know where this went.
Okay, my love life. Okay. For the past like 3 episodes, I've been trying to talk about
one this. Second. First of all, we were not talking about your love life.
No, in the beginning. This is what this thing is for. I was talking about my brother and his ideas on my love life.
For a second, they talked about my brother and I's love life. I was like,
ew,
what?
Ew.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I was like, that's a really weird way to phrase it. I was like, no, ew, gross.
If we ever get popular enough to make shirts, that's a really weird way to phrase it.
I am so sorry, Z's bro. No. Continue. You're trashy
so
love
life. So basically, you know my brother, he's always like, if you're a lesbian, you can tell me. Because he always talks to me about like, oh, this and that, I want to get married. Oh my God, I'm in
Maybe
my feels.
Maybe your brother's gay.
He's not.
Maybe this is what you're trying to come out to. You're trying to force
trust
you.
Me?
So you'd like someone
me,
to be
gay. Trust me.
Were you going to tell me something?
No, I'm not, like, he's just weird.
Uh-huh.
And like, sometimes I'll just say it. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, wow. Like, sometimes I'll just say, like, weird things. Like, oh, wow. Like, she's hot. And, like, for an actress or something. And it really weirds me out. And it makes me so uncomfortable.
Doesn't it? I'm like, I don't want to know your type.
And then, because, like, sometimes my brother will, like, go a little too far. I'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, this girl was flirting with me. And I thought she was so hot. And I was like, ew. Like, I don't want to know that about you.
Yeah.
That, like, people flirt with you.
And people might thought, we sound like prunes, like, right now.
And my eyes are prunes. Prunes. It's just, I know.
No, I said prune instead of prunes, whatever.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I'm tired.
And my brother, he's like, I got good game. Like, trust me, I got game. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your game. I don't even care if you have game or you don't have game. I don't want to hear about it.
Same. And that's why I'm happy my brother does not tell me about that.
Yeah, I think maybe we're a little too close. No, I'm kidding. I like that we can, like, talk about anything.
Yeah.
But then also you have to remember I'm your little sister and
boundaries.
I'm a girl. And I'm not, like, that, you know, that guy friend.
Yeah. Boundaries.
Boundaries. Because, okay, I was telling him, like, he didn't even say anything that bad. But I had this friend in high school my senior year. And I knew him from when I worked at Cane's that summer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw him in class and I didn't know anyone else, I was like, okay, let me go sit with him. And we became, like, pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And he would tell me about his, like, sex life. And I would tell him, dude, I'm not comfortable. Like, this is really grossing me out.
Yeah.
But I would be like, ew, why are you telling me this, you know? So then he would do it to piss me off. And I'd be like, oh, my God. I still go, oh, my God, you know?
I hate that, too. Like, I had a few guy friends in high school.
For some, but, okay, this is kind of sexist to me. I don't mind when my girlfriends do it. I just feel like guys phrase things, like, weirdly. Or
they make it gross.
Like, okay, because I feel like girls, they're much more, like, obviously, I'm generalizing, not all girls are like this,
obviously.
But, like, the girl, like, I feel like they're very much more, like, about, like, the emotional aspect of, like, that,
yeah,
rather than, like, the physical aspect, because I don't really want to know, like, okay, sometimes it's, like, I don't know,
girls,
I think it's just,
like,
weird because I understand girls and I don't understand guys.
Okay, yes, I feel like girls, they're, like, they won't tell you straight up what happened.
Honestly, some of my friends have.
Okay, well, none of my friends do. They give me hints. That are very,
like,
obvious.
Oh,
like,
they'd be like, oh,
in the
I
window
couldn't
of
walk right or something like that. No, just
no,
my friend.
No, just your friend.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to that. Move off of that subject with your friends. But, like, they'll just tell me things. And they don't make it sound gross. I feel like guys make it sound gross. And I don't like it. I'm just, they're like, ugh.
But I think since I, like.
And I was friends with a star soccer player at our high school. And I did not. Oof, there was
a lot.
I felt so uncomfortable. I was like, dude, I'm eating lunch.
Ew.
I'm like, stop.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, bro, I'm just trying to learn earth and space science. I'm not trying to learn about how you, like, this girl. You know what I mean? And then, like, guys would really give, like, no Fs. But continuing with my love
yeah.
life, my brother was like, oh, my God, you can tell me if you're gay. And I was like, honestly, I feel like at this point you've asked me, like, you've been wanting me to tell you something. Because he's like, I just don't think it makes
just tell him a secret. Just to get
no,
off
like, okay, so basically he was, and I was like, what if I was bisexual? And my brother was like, that'd be fine. And I was like, honestly, like, obviously, I don't understand, like, LGBT issues because I'm not one.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I feel like if I was to be bisexual as a Muslim, I wouldn't really find that a big deal because I'd be like, okay, I'll just, like, still marry a dude because that's, like, my, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're attracted to both.
Yeah, but, like, if it was, like, a problem since I'm, like, since, like, because, like, I don't know, I feel like also I'm on the right mindset because, like, for me personally, obviously, if there's, like, two girls together, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But me with a girl, like, weirds me out. You know what I mean? Like,
I think we're just overly straight then.
I am, definitely. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. I feel like if I was, obviously, I don't know why I'm saying this because I'm not in that headspace. So how the hell would I know?
Yeah.
You know, but now it weirds my brother out that I won't, like, shoot my shot or I won't, like, do this. Me shooting my shot is me requesting to follow. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'll be like, let me follow this person. Maybe he'll DM me. Let me accept his follow request. Maybe he'll DM me.
I'm like hijabi. I gotta keep it halal. If a guy likes me, he has to come up to me. I'm not
honestly,
shooting my shot.
I feel like I get very...
I was like, you gotta know. You see this.
I feel like I get very...
awkward?
I get very, like, shy. And the one thing I never want... Because, like, I don't know. I don't want to feel stupid. And I feel like when things happen, like, with guys, like, something once happened in high school with a guy, not a big deal, not, well, not like happened, but like, you know, like whatever, like, but the thing is,
explain
at the
to
end
the class.
I don't know, it was like something, but like not really anything.
Is it something you don't want to say on this podcast, or something you don't want to say at all?
I just don't like talking about it, because at the end of it I felt stupid, and I don't like feeling stupid in that way.
Can you tell me the story later in private?
It was just like, you know, he liked me, I liked him, but then, you know, we were, like, talked a little, but then it was, like, just, I just felt stupid.
That's like, did he reject you?
No, it was just, like, it was just weird.
Do you just not want to talk about it?
Okay, wait. Okay, so I don't want to say he, like, rejected me, but, like, I don't know, it wasn't, like, anything, but there was, like, a little something there, and then all of a sudden he was just like, oh, I don't like you anymore, and I was like, okay.
So, but
like,
he liked
I felt
you.
Stupid.
Aww.
I think he just, like, wanted, like, a girlfriend, and I couldn't give that to him.
Have you ever led someone on?
No, because I've had nobody to lead on.
Do you think you'd be the person to lead someone on? What if someone really liked you? It was hard for you to, like, reject them.
I think I would be honest, because like my one thing is that, like, I feel like if you're going to be in a relationship or if you're going to have that connection with someone,
uh-huh.
you just need to be honest no matter how hard it is. And it kind of baffles me that, like, for example, like with this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like honest. I was like, bro, I'm like, you know, Muslim, like, this is not, you know what I mean? And
like,
then,
we can date for like a month and then that's it.
Oh my God, no. And then, like, what's it called? But then, you know, it was just kind of weird that, like, he wasn't honest with me about certain things that, like, weirded him out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why isn't he being honest?
And this,
like,
is when
I,
you were a hijabi?
No, this was after.
Mm.
I wilded out a little bit after. That's my wilding out.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so that's it. But basically, I don't like feeling stupid. So my brother's like, oh, shoot your shot. Or he'll be like, oh, do you think he's cute? And I don't like talking about this guy. So my brother, because I feel like it's weird. But I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, he's pretty cute. And then my brother will be like, oh, I see you. And then I'll get weird. And he's like, Sara, you're asexual. I'm like, trust me, I am not asexual. And then I'll be like, no, you're asexual. Just tell me already. I'm like, trust me, I am not asexual. I mean, like, how am I supposed to, like, be like...
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you talk like this with your sister?
No.
I can tell.
No. Like, I tell my brother, like, everything.
Yeah.
My sister, like, just, okay, maybe about, like, being like, oh, this guy's cute, oh, this guy's cute. But, like, never, like, real to do with me.
Why? Is it, can I assume something?
Yes.
Is it because you think she'll tell your mom?
Well, okay, that's literally what it used to be in the past, but
yeah.
Now it's not that. I just
Or do you think
like,
she would judge you?
No, because, okay, in high school, she would have, like, with that dude, because it wasn't, like, right.
Yeah.
And she would have probably told my mom, because this was, like, in the phase where she would tell my mom everything, like,
yeah.
even secrets about us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, I kind of got used to not telling her. But, like, now, if something were to happen and I was talking to this dude, I feel like I wouldn't tell my – I would definitely tell my brother first, like, not in a bad way, just because, like, I'm
yeah.
more comfortable. But I would probably tell my sister around the same time I would tell my mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably tell them, like, together. Or I'd probably tell my sister, hey, I'm going to tell mom this. I need you to back me up and then tell my mom.
I think, yeah. I feel –
yeah.
I can sense that. I know you're closer with your brother. I just was curious.
Yeah, and it's not that I'm, like, closer. It's, like, me and my sister have – a totally
different
relationship
dynamic.
And it's like hard to place it because, like, you know, my sister were like, oh, makeup, let's go do this, let's go do that. My
yeah,
brother's
of
like,
course
you're
you
stupid,
love her.
You're this, you're that. And then, like, me and my brother will just talk about, like, different things than me and my sister will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and my sister will talk about, like, YouTube drama and this and that and, like, different TV shows. And my brother will be like, yo, that's dope, but, like, da-da-da-da-da, we'll go off on, like, random things. Like, it's just, like, it's kind of nice to have two siblings
because
I, like, can talk about different things.
Yeah. It's good to have, like, a brother and a sister.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Do you wish you had a sister?
Yeah, I wish so.
What if your mom, like, adopted a child now?
Depends the age.
The age?
I probably want, like, a younger sibling.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, obviously you can't adopt a 21-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. I think I wouldn't, like, a – maybe I would want, like, a – 12-year-old sibling right now,
mm-hmm.
12 or 13, someone who can, like, But also I'd want like an old, maybe I would, okay, if I can, I would rather have maybe a sister maybe 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm. So she could like tell you everything.
Yeah, or maybe a sister 2 or 3 years younger than me.
So then you could tell her everything.
I can tell her everything or like tell her what not to do.
It's kind of interesting, like, with my sister, because, like, obviously there's some things that's, like, she tells me, you know, especially when I was younger, she would, like, tell me a lot of things, but now it's, like, our skill sets are kind of different, and it's, like, I feel like I can tell her about certain things, and then she could tell me about certain things.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, my brother thinks I'm asexual. I tried to tell him no, but he doesn't listen. I think he just wants to figure out why my brain doesn't work the way his does.
Just a little awkward, a little shy. There's no harm in that.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I don't want to shoot my shot.
Understand that.
I don't want to feel stupid, brother. Don't make me feel stupid. Maybe I should shoot my shot. No, I'm not. Okay, no, I'm not shooting my shot. I'm not.
Okay.
Because, that's awkward because I have to see this person.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, honestly, if he's, like, I've made a vow to myself because, like, I need, like, if I were to ever get into a relationship, obviously it would be like kind of more like courting than dating, because like courtship, it's like dating for a reason.
Yeah, honestly, I think people, when I was in middle school,
I wouldn't date for fun.
When I was in middle school or high school, and people would be like, oh, Jay, why don't you want to go out on dates?
Get it on.
I was like, no, I'm not going to date at all. And I was like, of course, like, middle school, high school, and they're like, why? It's gonna be so hard to, like, when you go to high school or get older to date. I'm like,
I don't
want to date unless it's for a reason. I'm not gonna marry someone I go to middle school with.
Yeah, or like, I feel like because we were brought up differently, that when it comes to relationships, we're more like
serious.
Mature about it, and we're more serious, and we're looking for certain things. And like as a middle schooler, you're just like, I'm not looking for that right now.
Yeah, I think it's just I personally, I just find it a bit stupid to date with no intention.
I mean, I get it.
I feel it.
Like it's human nature to be like lonely all the time.
Yes,
and to wish you had that person. And even if you know that person's going to be temporary, you could make good memories together, and you could have, like, that time to treasure.
I feel like it's, I get it, and I understand it. I completely understand it, but personally, I don't see the purpose, because it just seems kind of unnecessary. Like, because when my friends would date, and I had a friend who dated knowing that they were going to break up. She went to the relationship, and she knew that they were going to break up. She knew when they were going to break up. Because for some, I don't know why, it was very weird. She planned when she was going to break up with him.
Did he know all this?
Yeah. They were both Muslim. So they both kind of knew that this isn't for forever.
If they're both Muslim.
In high school.
But like, what if it could have been?
I don't know. I think he was a different type of Muslim than she was. I just think it was very complicated. And I was annoyed with her. I was like, I don't understand the point of dating someone when you know it's not going to go anywhere. Because she would have so much drama, and then she would be texting me problems. And then I, like, kind of became friends with him, too. So he would be texting me, and we would all have fun. Like, we would all, like, get along, but then I would also know this drama. I would also know how much, like, she's cried and all this stuff. I'm like, what's the point? What's the point of all of this if you know it's not going to go anywhere? What's the point? And then she was so sad about it afterwards when they broke up. I'm like, you knew this was coming. You legit knew, like, the date it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the point of the whole relationship? What did you both get out of it besides broken hearts?
I feel like it depends
hearts?
On your on the person.
Well, they both were upset.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the point of all – what was the point of that year for no reason? You guys both ended up sad. You guys both ended up in drama. You guys both – barely talk to each other now.
I feel like because
so
when you like
point?
Someone, you have like rose-colored glasses that like you just want to make it work, and you're so happy in the
but
moment that you don't think long-term.
They didn't. They weren't thinking long-term at all because they already knew when they were going to break up.
Yeah.
So I didn't see
it
the
point.
It was
instant gratification.
It was the stupidest thing to me. Like, what was – and then like – and she wasn't just depressed after they broke up. She was depressed coming close to their breakup.
Yeah.
Because she knew it was about to end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, those months of, like, pain and tears and all that stuff, what was the point?
I feel like if you have, like, months of pain and tears, then you need to revisit. But if it only gets, like, a little at the end. than like
it was like a solid month that she was like, she's like, oh my god, it's June and we're gonna break up in the end of the month. I was like, break it off, end it now.
Exactly.
I just want to have that time. I was like, no, what's
then the like point? Then like try to make it work.
They I don't know.
They didn't want to.
Weirdest thing. I don't know. I didn't get it. If you don't think that person's gonna be some sort of permanent person mm-hmm. in your life, I don't see the point.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I don't want to shoot my shot with someone because I need them to shoot it with me because I want to know, like, for sure that they like me.
Same. I get it.
Like, and the thing is, I've always said that, like, I, especially since we're in college,
yeah,
I don't want someone who just thinks I'm, like, a passive time, you know, exactly. Like, oh, let me just time pass.
Yeah.
But so it's just like, I feel like I would make them like work for it. You know, like I would tell them, I'd be like, I'm a little interested, but you gotta work for it.
Like, prove to me. This isn't just
like, you gotta prove to me. Do I gotta prove to you? No, because you want me. Who says I want you? Work for it. You know what I mean?
I hate that so much. No, but
can
I get
someone
it.
Just slide into my DMs? I promise I'll give you attention back.
What if you don't like them?
Oh, then I block. No, if they were someone my age, I probably would just be like, nice, but like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
But if they're my age and they're kind of cute. Okay, you know what I've noticed?
What?
I've noticed this, that like, not even gonna lie, like 85% of Shia boys I have seen are pretty cute.
I don't know.
Like, honestly, like, because, like, now that I go to, like, a university, I see, like, everyone, right? And with someone I go to MSA, I'm like, yeah, it's about, like, you know, like, it's the normal ratio. But I feel like, our sect in general
mm-hmm.
generally has, like, prettier guys.
I don't know.
Is that weird to say? I feel like there's no in-between. They're either cute or they're, like, not cute.
I've seen a lot of not cute.
Yeah, maybe I'm just getting to know all the cute people, so I'm like, oh, damn.
Send me a list.
Send me a list. They have my number. Okay, no, I don't want to expose myself. No, because it's just, like, for school.
Uh-huh. Sure, tell yourself that.
For school, for my clubs.
Don't worry.
For my clubs.
Don't worry, Z's brother. She's shooting her shot enough.
Maybe he should hook me up with someone. I should ask him. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. Then I get weird. I get weird. You know what I mean? Like, if it was you, I'd be like, yeah. But it's him, I'm like, ew.
Yeah, no. If I knew someone who was good for you, I'd be like, yo, here's his Twitter.
No, but he would have to slide into my DMs.
Yeah, I'd be like, here's his Twitter. Check him out. If you're interested, I'll let him know.
That's what my roommate was going to do, and thank God I didn't. Because if he rejected me, and then now I have to meet with him every week, I would have died.
Die.
Like, I would have died.
I hate you.
She's just drinking her iced coffee. Your caramel iced coffee. Did you know fraps were $3 today?
What?
From Starbucks?
I
got a notification on the app.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You should have gotten a frap.
No, that's like too thick.
Yeah, that is true. I don't have fraps anymore.
Yeah. They're too much for me.
I'm getting tired.
Should we end this episode and talk about something else?
I think we should.
We'll talk about...
Catch us next time for...
What?
We'll figure it out next
time.
Okay,
this has been Stressed Out.
Email us.
Email us.
Bye.
Love ya.